participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
On my knob, ass munch. Pickle the Duke, useless prick. Smell my hog, queer bait.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, I missed you guys.
Hey,
who are you?
Oh, yeah. You need to know who's here?
Yep, right there.
Come on in, friend.
I thought that a break would maybe get those guys out of the picture.
No, you asked who he was.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
There he is.
Refreshed and ready to hate some more.
Yay.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Andy Rice has left. Again.
And all not working here anymore?
No, for now. And all the ships at sea. I think he'll be back, don't you?
Yeah.
He leaves all the time. Returning after extensive mourning with the Widow Burl and the Widow Moore, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. It is March 28th.
Right.
And there he is right there, Buzz.
Hi.
His car scratched on vacation.
Yes,
I saw that.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Saw that down there. Here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. We got to thank you for some super goddamn ratings while we were on vacation.
Man, it is so nice to come back to that news.
Cool. 202-432-1067 in New York. Hey, hey. Finally stopped.
Yes.
Really?
Yep, on the rebound as well with the ratings in New York.
Hey, 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 hey.
I want to thank those of you who listen to the show on WNEW. Here's your hotline, 877-692-1027. All right, sit back, buckle yourselves in. I am ready ready to tell you about a vacation that wasn't a vacation. Some good stuff, some not so good stuff.
Hey, I got the same kind of story.
And some surprises.
Yeah, there's one I want to know bad.
Well, you're going
to I'm like a little kid that wants to skip right to the Chewy Center.
Just got
to
wait, Mike.
You tipped your hand with me over the week.
You
called me and told me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
First things first, Don and Mike. Welcome to live Baltimore radio.
Yes, let me say it is great to be back on live in a beautiful Baltimore on WJFK.
It sounds strange, but we have had a vision of the syndication aspect of this show being from New York all the way down to D.C. And you can listen to us live now. You can leave New York City, listen in Philadelphia, listen in Baltimore, and we got all of them, and we are delighted with that.
Glad to be back on live in Baltimore.
We're sending you a case of Pollock Johnny's, some Church's Fried Chicken.
Yeah. All right, dear, Marty Bass.
And Marty Bass is going to come make an appearance.
Don't forget the Cincinnati Bears. Marty Bass. All right, thank you, my friend.
It is
good to be back on in Baltimore. Yeah. I also have another affiliate note. I'm going to pass this on, that I found out over vacation that the station we're on in Wichita, KFH, what they've done is they've now got an FM station.
Okay.
So they're simulcasting KFH, our show, which is heard currently tape delayed in Wichita, is now on FM and AM.
Hello, smooth jazz fans.
That's
that what it is?
It
used to be. Yeah, okay. until a few days ago,
okay,
yes.
Well,
yeah.
Buzz, did you spend time in Wichita on the vacation?
No, none whatsoever. I spent time on the phone with Wichita, however.
Okay. Really? Well, maybe someone from Wichita, today when the show is replayed at 2 o'clock Wichita time, will get their thumb out of their ass and figure, I figured out a way around this.
Yes?
Here's what you do. Because they run Liddy from 10 till 2, Wichita time. And keep in mind that running the old...
Hi, Dynamite.
That's you, white trash.
There he is.
By running his show 10 to 2, they're still running it an hour delay.
Yes, they are.
They're not running that show live. What they should do, I don't give a rat's ass about KFH AM. You know, keep it where it is.
Mm-hmm.
But on the FM station, run us live.
Run us live. If you're gonna have us on two radio stations, put us live on one, please.
Yeah, and we'd rather be live on the FM, KFH FM, than on KFH AM.
Then you can literally listen to this show all day.
That's the dream.
You can be Don and Mike all day from 10 in the morning all the way through 2 in the afternoon.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And then again from 2 to
from
6.
From 2 until 6 o'clock.
This is
beautiful.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? Living radio gods.
Correct.
I hope you go... Huh?
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
I hope you guys go after the douchebag who put up that prank like a wolf after raw meat, man.
Now, listen. Yeah, I've got something I want to say about this. There's funny, and then there's not funny. Okay?
I felt like a kick to the crotch when I read it.
If you don't know what this guy's talking about, I'm not going to give this guy John Stevens a lot of airtime because he will get a chubby today. He's the guy who ran the website that we got mad at. And originally a couple of weeks ago there was a post that was printed by somebody just to, on a message board saying that I had the grape-sized tumor, and we laughed about that.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with it, and it was some material that we had.
But as it turns out, what this guy did while we were on vacation was this was the guy who runs the website. He apparently, and I've just seen it today myself for the first time, he has a banner on the top that says Don is dead.
Oh,
that apparently I had died of this brain tumor, and that the funeral was going to be today, and that if you want more, click on this link to the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
So you click on the link, and what he has done is replicated the Washington Post with all of the styles, sports, business, world news, international news.
That's not right.
All of this, and he's written a fake story about my death, written by Frank Ahrens, who, of course, as you know, no longer even writes for the Washington Post in a radio type deal.
Except on special occasions.
The thing is, I'm all for gags, and I'm all for jokes.
You get jokes.
Yeah, I get jokes. But I'm pissed. Yeah.
Well, this thing.
I'm pissed.
This thing grew hair, like, with national media.
Yes, and, I had relatives who heard about this. I had friends of the family who heard about this.
I when I read it, I actually believed it. I went out and I bought a boat.
And the point is, I get jokes. I make jokes.
Right.
We kid all the time on the show, but there's a line. Okay, there's a line. Even when we kid on the show, we don't go that far. I mean, you want to write something phony on a website, that's fine. But when you write that I'm dead and you fabricate the Washington Post in it, This guy's dealing now with three separate legal entities who are going against him.
Oh, this was very, very bad what he did.
One of the legal entities is Infinity Broadcasting.
They're going to cut him an ass.
Then you got the Washington Post, because you got copyright infringement.
They're not real happy about that, what was done.
They're not happy.
Because the Washington Post was quoted in other media outlets.
Oh. And not to mention the fact that on the website, it said, Washington Post, copyright 2002.
Yeah, bad.
Not true. Then third, there's the little legal action for me.
Ah.
Because I can take a joke. Trust me, I dish it out, I can take it. But I would never get on this show and say someone is dead. I would never...
You would wish them dead.
I would never call someone up and say, hey, listen, I'm reading right here in the Washington Post that your husband or your wife is dead.
Yeah, that's very...
Not
to the immediate people that are around you,
yeah,
but to the extended family members. I mean, it's freaky. And you know what? I didn't like getting the phone calls from guys that I know that were saying, hey, is everything... Here's how the conversation would start. Is everything all right?
And then I got this from some people. You know, well-meaning friends.
Hey,
great April Fool's joke.
Yeah, right.
Now, I said to those people, one of them is a neighbor of mine who lives up the street, a pretty decent guy. I said, you're just as stupid as the people who, when Mike announced that he was getting separated,
mm-hmm,
had the gall to say that Mike was doing this as an April Fool's gag. Why would Mike put his kids and his family,
right,
through something like that,
exactly,
for a gag? Same thing on my part. I'm all for jokes. I get jokes.
I sure wish it was a gag. wish it was a gag.
What your situation, you mean?
Yeah, I do. I wish it was a joke, but I think today I realize once and for all it's not a joke and it's going to happen.
Okay, well,
I just had to say that right now.
Sorry.
It's very much on my mind.
Mike, we're talking about my death.
I'm sorry about that.
Please, I
just wanted to tell everyone that although I was optimistic that maybe there'd be a last-minute reprieve, I believe we're going forward. So that's my latest update there. Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop the show and bring all the energy down to nothing.
Stolen my thunder. Here I am.
I know. Your death is more significant than my separation. And
it is a non-death.
It is a non-death.
You're here,
speaking
live
to you right here. You're in the flesh. This is not an animatronic dummy.
It's a non-death. And the important
thing... Hey, Jim Rob.
I want to... Yeah, Rob. Hey, here you go, Rob. Hey,
feel this.
That's the real guy. The thing I want you guys to know, all you guys listening to the show, as far as I'm concerned, this is going to be handled behind the scenes, but just know this.
You had to say something because people accused us of making this up,
yeah,
and that's not right.
This ain't an April Fool's joke. It ain't an April Fool's hoax. I have an April Fool's joke planned for Monday's show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you that now, but it doesn't involve anybody dying.
Good. Right.
Okay?
Good.
This is not an April Fool's joke that we had anything to do at all. And as far as I'm concerned, I dish it out, I can take it. But when it starts affecting the people that I love, meaning my family,
mm-hmm,
and the people that I work with,
right,
well, then you know what? Then you're in the deep weeds now. Now you're way up past your knees. Okay?
And you know, it's not like the first time that this guy's pulled some crap like this. I think the guy's got some, you know, something going on. I don't know what it is. It's very difficult to figure out, but it started with putting things on there that were, you know, even though Lewis is not a part of this show, when he put that thing up on there about Lewis and his problems,
CWI,
right, I mean, that was way out of line, and the guy seems a little out of control, so we'll see where the chips fall.
The deal is, like it's always been on the show, I'm fair game, you know what, but when you do something like
that... Not me.
When you do something like that, and it affects not only me, but it affects my family,
right,
you know what then? Then it's personal.
Right.
Then you will feel my wrath.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not feel my wrath by hearing me yell or scream like a baby on the radio and say, oh, I can dish it out, but I can't take it. Now, I'm just going to do the things, do the same thing that Infinity's doing, same thing the Washington Post is doing. That's it. John Stevens, you effed with my family. Get ready. Just get ready.
Get ready. Get ready. I'll tell you, it was strange stuff. It was all the talk of the VIP club in Fort Myers, Florida.
I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, the newspapers are calling, and the trade papers are calling, and goddamn, well, I'm sorry, I guess we bored that guy. What's with one is calling, and the advertisers are calling, you know, and meanwhile, I'm oblivious to it. I'm in Miami. I don't have a computer. I'm oblivious to the fact that this has gone on. So, listen, it's not a joke. It's not a prank. It was a hoax, a badly timed hoax by John Stevens, the guy who ran that website. And
I'm only thinking when I heard the name that perhaps this whole obsession with this guy, this negative energy that he's bestowed upon all of us, is somehow related to his relationship to Ken.
I don't know.
I don't know whether he is related to Ken at all.
Now that I've gotten that out of the way, here's how I want to start today's show. I realized I had started the last show before vacation, coming in, talking about my Connie Honey.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that, the last show before vacation?
Yes.
Like the first half hour was...
You were talking about the problems.
We screaming. Screaming about her, and she was screaming about me, and we were to that point where it was like...
Hello?
You know, hi, sweetie.
Hi, my darling.
We were saying that.
Wow. Listen what a little vacation does.
Yeah, we were.
I was hoping for the same thing.
We were to. We were not. You know, no offense. We were nowhere near your situation, but we were. We had had on. I think like the day before. Vacation.
No near my situation. Meaning. No,
we're happily married.
I'm kidding.
Sorry.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Of course.
Listen. We. She's a good lady, my lady. My lady. My lady, and much as I just wanted to show the difference here that, you know,
yeah, you have the downs, but you have the good times too.
Yes, and we're a little testy with each other before vacation, but
the break did you good, is what you're saying.
Yes, as much of a vacation as it was, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes. We had a most excellent time.
Good.
It was a quickie, but we needed to unwind a little bit together.
We had, the vacation revolved around my kid. You know, hey, listen, get used to this. What doesn't revolve around my kid? And it's the time of the year when you look into colleges for your kid. My kid's going to be 17 this weekend. And a lot of the vacation was spent in that regard. But we were finally able to get a couple of quality days down in Florida together.
And beautiful weather down there, huh?
Very nice.
Man, oh, man.
Boy came down there with us. And, I got a ton of stuff to tell you, but I just wanted to say that, first, I am alive. And second, she still loves me.
Yeah,
and
that's wonderful.
And I obviously, as I said Friday,
cherish it.
I love her. And
Wrap your arms around and hold tight.
I realize I said this on Friday. It was in jest, of course, a week ago, a Friday, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. I really don't want to cut her head off.
That's good for you to say that publicly. I think that's great. And
I really don't want to cut her head off.
It's progress.
If you could have that engraved on something, I would really love it.
I can't promise a foot.
It's interesting that she brings up engraving, though.
What, the word grave?
No.
What?
No, marking of some kind.
Oh.
Would you shut? You know what?
I'm excited.
You know what? You are gonna.
I'm excited.
Shut up, you.
I'll shut up. Yeah. It's the
and
last.
Me,
I'm like a little kid,
Frida. Like, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
He doesn't love me as much as I love him.
Oh, okay. See, another tease. This is very interesting.
Shut up, both of you. Okay, it's the final part of the vacation story.
My forehead is turning right now. My head is peeling.
It's flaking.
I can't handle the sun. I think I got a serious melanoma thing going on. Oh. But no, I won't say anything more about it because I know you have a way of weaving these things and you have a way of presenting the smorgasbord.
And trust me, I'll get to what Mike's talking about. It's nothing earth-shattering, but just bear with me.
Okay.
But bear with me. And for the moment, please take a look at it. Now, why are you pointing at your ass?
I'm not. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say why I am because, now you said that I was. So.
Stop it. I see what you're doing.
I'll stop it.
Okay. Make him give you a double foot now. Stop
I'm just fascinated. I'm very fascinated.
Yeah. It's gonna come. You're gonna get it eventually.
I'll shut up.
For right
now. Did the other boys get the same tease that Mike got?
Nobody knows, honey. Nobody knows.
Oh, okay.
Nobody All right. knows. All right. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
All right, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye. Right.
Bye, honey. So
you cherish that. Yeah. You hold on to that. I mean it. I'm serious.
You like?
I'm very serious.
Before
I need to get a new shrink.
Before I get going on the vacation stuff, would you like a couple of moments on the show?
I'm just very sad today. I'm very sad today because today is a significant day for me when I'm basically signing the arrangement to move into my own place, and it's kind of a drag. And that's it's not, you know, it's one of those moments where where the reality sets in and you really know what you're going through. So I'm having, you know, when I hear, you know, I love you and I love you, this it's just you know, it's a drag for me because I know you're not doing it that way. It's just I mean hold on to that. It's a good thing to have. I wish I still had it and I don't have it, and it's kind of a bummer. So I just thought, and I'd like to say hi to my friends down at the VIP club down in Fort Myers, Florida.
Isn't it rich?
I've decided that I'm going to plug this place because it's my new favorite place to live. I drowned a lot of sorrows down there, Don.
Me here at last on the ground.
The singles ranging anywhere from 21 to 81.
Wow.
It is the Uber bar, as far as I'm concerned.
In the clouds.
It's a perfect place for me to drown my sorrows.
God damn.
As I sat there at the cocktail table just two nights ago, talking to Elvis between sets.
An Elvis impersonator?
I was sitting at a table at the VIP club in Fort Myers, Florida, with Elvis Presley, who was still wearing his jumpsuit.
Terrific! Were you?
No, I was not wearing a jumpsuit. He did Elvis, like, from 1950s, and then he did Comeback Elvis in the leather jumpsuit, and then he came out with the whole sparkly 1970s Elvis, and he's a big fan of the show. And I'm doing fine, though. I'm doing fine, but I have to take those moments to think about life. Yes, Rob.
Was it Michael Hoover?
No.
No.
I wish I remembered his real name. Yeah.
Was he based up here?
No, down there.
Oh, okay. So also very talented.
But
sure.
You hold on to that, Don. Hold on to that, love.
Okay. I will.
Otherwise, you'll be living alone.
Okay.
By yourself.
They're working. Hold on. Hey, Robbie, you got to get that button for me.
happy Thursday, everybody.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike show. Hello, Mike.
Are you there, buddy?
Try an out-of-town call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
So it's always an experiment once we've been out of town.
Hello. It's an experiment when we come in here every day.
You know,
to see
who's done what to the knobs.
It should be set now.
Yeah, all right.
Before we left for vacation, you said that we were going to eventually have a phone bank, one simple phone bank. What's this?
Oh, it ain't that easy, Mike, yeah. What is that?
What do we have here?
Flowers?
A plant?
It's a beautiful plant. And the card says, "Glad you are not dead. Staff at KCJJ, Iowa City, Iowa."
They're very sweet.
Isn't that nice?
They're very nice.
What a lovely plant that is. What a lovely Easter plant.
That's great. Let me see the card.
Glad you're not dead.
Glad you're not dead.
Never get that from Sacramento.
Jesus.
No.
They never say that.
Hey, listen to the Sacramento dance.
What is?
Now Rob's doing it.
Now Rob's doing it.
I haven't done it in months. Almost 2 weeks. Hello, friend.
Fantastic.
I'm glad they're not dead.
I got it.
Yeah, it's infectious, isn't it?
You just have to go.
There you go.
Both you guys now doing the Sacramento dance.
With no prompting. I mean,
Sacramento's done nothing to you.
They haven't done anything so far today.
Not yet. Let's see. Jay, hello, Don on my show. Jay, are you there?
I'm so glad you guys are there.
Thank you. Hi, Jay.
I was paranoid you're dead. Then I was worried this was going to be a radio chick thing. When she went off in WNEW, I said, "Oh God, I'm not going to listen to these guys no more." So I'm really happy you all are back.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Jay. Oh, and Rob, I should mention that when I was down in Florida, we did manage to get in 2 days of vacation down in Miami. I did have I took a picture, and I'll bring it in for you tomorrow.
Of what?
It's just a sign.
Oh, great.
Just a sign.
Something Rob would like.
I saw the sign.
Well, those signs, I thought, were taken down after the 1960 Civil Rights Agreement.
No.
Really?
You're thinking the wrong way.
Really?
Think about the opening that we have on the show.
Okay. I can imagine.
Like,
I mean,
a rally?
Where are you down? South Beach area?
Yeah.
They got some weird stuff going on down there.
No, nothing weird.
Well, what is it then?
It is a simple road sign.
Yes. So cryptic.
It's a simple road sign that says
Jewish museum.
Okay. And has an arrow pointing.
Very good.
And
is that the billboard that has my picture on it or the one without me on it?
And I said, you know what, then?
It's your head with a lion's drawing.
The Ghostbusters logo?
Right.
That makes me think of Rob. I think I will snap a picture of that sign.
Excellent.
I'll put it up in the office next to you, next to the Veen Dump.
Very good.
Love when you bring me photos. Almost like I'm with you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Welcome back to Baltimore.
Yeah, great to be back on live in Baltimore.
Thank you.
I tell you, there's nothing like being live.
Mike, I got a couple comments to you real quick.
Yes.
I know what you're going through right now.
Oh, here you go, Mike. Ready for some condolences from Baltimore.
When you go through this, I don't remember this from my first marriage, but after, you know, with what I'm going through right now, I will tell you I get a lot of commiseration with people. Maybe it's because of my age. I'm older now. A lot of people, you know, talk to me about this. You get a lot of sympathetic conversation. Yes, you've been through this too.
You still love her, right, Mike?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, listen, let me tell you, I was separated for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back together.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that from other people.
We've been back for a year now.
I've heard the number one piece of advice is you have to let go.
And you know what the funny thing is?
Yes.
When I first got separated, you know what the first thing I did out without going on a date? I came on your show and did strip trivia about 4 years ago.
You did. Well, you know what? Hey, well, you've let the cat out of the bag now because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going out to get a date and I'm going to participate in strip trivia.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks so much.
Guys, take care.
Thank you. Toodaloo. Ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jacqueline. I've been listening to you guys for 10 years since I was 14, and I just wanted to call and offer my sympathy and condolences to Mike. I feel bad for him.
Well, listen to that. That would make you 24.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry you're out of the range.
Well, the last one wasn't.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry.
Nice. You said that, I didn't.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
I did, I'm sorry.
That's okay, cool. I forgive him.
Thank you, that's okay. Everything's okay.
Good.
Everything's A-okay.
All right, it's going to be fine. You're going to get through this.
Jacqueline, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Here we go.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Right on.
The celebrity I most resemble, let's see. I would say it would have to be a cross between Nicole Kidman and Kate Blanchett.
Oh. Really, you want me to leave her at home?
No. Stop it. No, not the old face. The old face.
I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up on you, but I'm really going to put you on.
No, you're not.
Mike, that's line line two.
No, absolutely not.
So nice talking to you, Jacqueline. Maybe you can help Mike through this stuff.
Stop it.
Hold on, please.
Stop.
I mean, goodbye.
Right.
There you go.
So how are you?
No, I'm sorry. I was just doing that. I pulled the mic away and pretended I was talking on the phone. No.
There you go.
I'll stop.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, John from Texas.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Where are we on in Texas?
Austin.
Austin.
That's right. Okay.
I wish y'all were on more places in Texas, but I don't have the money to buy radio antennas.
All right.
I just wanted to offer my condolences to Mike.
Well, that's enough.
Oh, please.
Death.
What's that?
You don't need to offer condolences. I'm still very much alive. And Don is very much alive also. I think that should be our message today. We are both very much alive. We are alive because we are fighting.
Enough of the condolences, please. Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Toodaloo ass.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And much like that, a call like that always seems to screw up the phones.
No, I'm just seeing. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello?
Jacqueline, stop.
That's a good sign, Mike.
That is
a good sign, isn't it?
See, she didn't hang up, Mike.
Yeah, all right.
I didn't hang up.
She didn't hang up, buddy.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye, Jacqueline.
Bye. Right.
Wink,
wink, wink, Jacqueline. Okay. Goodbye.
Stop it. God.
Imagine, though, the trifecta you would have had if I really would have kicked.
You would have had, I would be part of the Dudley Moore, Milton Berle trifecta.
Yeah, that would have been a solid trifecta. A comedy trifecta.
Yeah. Someone out there, there's some funny man, ready to die. Oh, and today, yeah, you're gonna have, don't worry. We're gonna turn on the hotline to heaven today.
Yeah, and I wanna warn people, I don't know where he is in the country, but I wouldn't stand real close to Carrot Top today.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
No such luck.
God damn, we would have a party.
Doing one of those AT&T commercials where he's in a hockey uniform and he falls and hits his head.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Glad to hear you're not dead.
Thanks.
Here's your possible third. Lyle Lovett was trampled by a bull.
Yes.
Broke his leg in 9 places.
Ow.
Yeah, right.
9 places?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope this doesn't affect
you. Well, he's got a little bony leg, too.
Yeah, very thin.
Try to contain yourself, Don. I know.
I know. Don's really subtle about it.
Way to hold back.
Hey, Don. Lyle Lovett was trampled by a bull.
Oh, we've lost him.
He's doubled over.
There he is. He's walked to the back of the studio.
Funny.
Oh, man.
Don may die yet of laughter.
That's funny.
That is funny.
I'm sorry. Lyle Love being trampled by a bull's funny.
Man, 9, anywhere, any other breaks or contusions? No, just that they think...
How's his face, Buzz?
I think his lovely face is okay. They think it's...
So the fall wasn't cushioned by his... Was he rodeo riding? Is that what he was doing?
No, he was helping his uncle out on a farm just outside of Houston, and they say it's going to take like 6 months for him to recover.
Well, 9 places, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank God we have that extensive collection of his CDs to get us through this time.
Yes, I listen to them all the time.
The Lyle Lovett CDs. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, Robbie, why don't you pull one out for you? I bet you know the one I'm thinking of. Pull one out for me right now. Do a little mini. I'll just show you. I got a heart. We'll do a mini tribute
this
to Lyle Lovett.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is John.
Hi, John.
Hey, I just want to tell Mike how to get over his divorce.
It's not a divorce, it's a separation.
Well, I just want to tell him how to get past that. I do it when I feel heartache.
You are talking to Mike right now. We're both
here. I am
here,
sir. You're speaking with
me. Okay, Mike, this is what you do. You go down to McDonald's.
Who's calling?
This is John.
Hello, John.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, is this John?
Yes, this is John.
How you doing? This is Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, you go down to McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
You get you a straw.
Yeah.
And you suck it up, you big baby.
All right. Okay. Thank you, John. Toodaloo ass.
Get out of here. All right. Listen, I was kidding. Let's go to our Lyle Lovett album.
I didn't know we had a Lyle Lovett album.
We do. We got Lyle Lovett's greatest hits.
Oh, we do.
He is a Grammy award-winning artist.
Yes.
Lyle Lovett, here you go. One of my favorites.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the white Pacific shore.
Lyle Lovett.
To the sweet of flowing mountains to the south and by the shore. To by the dawn and to man quite well known by all.
Is there an album?
Is
this album post-bull trampling?
Yes, I believe.
During, actually.
During.
Where's the large band?
Well, lucky, lucky me. Why can I be luxury? Because I've got a pocket full of dreams. La, 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 la. Leo was bad when he goes.
Robert saw him.
La, 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 was bad when he goes.
Okay, so there you go. There's the tribute to Lyle Lovett.
Sorry, I laughed so heartily at him being trampled by a bull.
So he'll be fine in 6 months.
Yeah.
Good as new.
All right, so let me just get the vacation stuff started here. As my cunning honey already alluded to, and I know, Mike.
Hold on. Hold on with both hands.
Hold on to that love.
Absolutely.
We're off like a week and a half. And really, except for 2 days, it was not a vacation. What it was it was this deal where we would we'd go around and we would look at schools for my son, which is just, you know, when you have a kid, I don't wish this on any parent. I wish... There's got to be a service or something. There's got to be some kind of mail order deal.
Like somebody who'll do it for you.
Yeah, someone who actually will take your kid to these schools. The only good trip from my perspective was that we checked out the University of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Which meant that I got to go back and spend some time in Chicago.
You love Chicago.
Love Chicago and hooked up with some of my boss jock friends.
Fantastic. Any famous ones that we would know?
Well, you know, just all my guys. You know, John Records, Landecker.
That's cool.
You know, guys like that. And funny to hear a friend of mine, a guy who used to work at WLS, did afternoons for a long time, Brant Miller, he is now relegated to simply doing 60-second news updates on John Landecker's morning show.
Wow!
So how the you know how the mighty have fallen,
right?
So
right.
there was some talk of the good old days.
Well, there's nothing all that wrong, you know, with doing a 60-second news update. Come on, let's not hurt feelings here. It's a gig. He's got a gig. I've got a gig. We're employed. We're happy.
Don, come on. Okay.
Buzz's microphone is open during the entire show.
That's right.
And many times
you have any sensitivity. Any training on your vacation? I mean, my God.
Many times Buzz's news segments run three, four, maybe 5 minutes.
This is true. Yeah, but if you added that up to a four-hour show, it'd be 60-second news update.
Well, Buzz is a fully accredited member of the troupe here.
I understand.
Brant Miller says nothing during the show. It's all John Landecker.
I understand. Okay. Uh-huh. I just was making sure everybody was okay.
And I love it. You know, we got back and my wife said, God, it was awful. It was freezing cold there. It was like it was 8 degrees, right. And they had snow coming. I love it, and I love the attitude of the people of Chicago. The fact that it's not that they're a-holes. It's just that, you know. I mean, if you don't know what you want, just get the hell out of their way.
Yeah,
they're tough.
I mean, yeah, they're tough salt of the earth people. Mm-hmm. So I loved it, and the more that I was there back in Chicago where I worked for 10 years, the more I was back there, the more, you know, I kept saying to my wife, God damn, oh, I love it here. And she kept looking at me like I am absolutely out of my mind.
She doesn't share your love for Chicago.
No, she's, well, actually the deal was 17 years ago, when she was pregnant with Bart, we had to decide. I'd done a lot of jumping around in my career from city to city. And
right.
Like in Chicago, I worked at two stations, but still just jumped around. We said where we were going to live. We were going to live in one city to raise our kid. We weren't going to make our kid go through what I went through. You know, and a lot of people do, moving around a lot.
Right.
So I voted that we live in Chicago. My wife voted that we move to D.C.
I see.
Where her family lives. And, of course, you know, even way back then,
right.
my queen won out. And I still love Chicago.
Yeah.
And even when we were down in Florida, when we were sitting on a beach, and the weather was perfect, it was 80 degrees, and we were just sitting, having a cigar, reading a book, sitting next to my cunny honey, just, you know, just kind of stroking her head and saying, you know, just feeling that love, that love,
right.
That I shouldn't let go
that
of.
You should hold on to with both hands.
She said to me as we were looking at the water, that beautiful, you know, that blue Miami water, she says, now really, wouldn't you rather live here than Chicago? And I swear to God, I looked at her and said, no. No. She said, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? And I said, Chicago. She thinks I'm nuts.
Interesting. Well, why?
I love Chicago.
It's a great city.
We'll
have to have the three of us. We'll have to have dinner together. We can make it. We'll have that Florida chat. I was thinking about that every day that I was down there. How much I love it down there. I mean, I think they're...
I'm not saying I don't like Florida. It was nice spending a couple of days in South Florida.
I mean, you talk about the people and the rhythm down there. I find the rhythm in... and I'm on the southwest side. You're over on the east coast. And, you know, the rhythm down there, this time of year, it's just, you know, it's everything that I dig. It's, you know, it's the golf. It's spring training baseball. It's fishing. It's just...
Oh!
It's such an outdoorsy place, man. It's, if you like doing stuff outdoors, there's nothing like it. And the rhythm down there is like...
I don't, though. I like staying
in
the room.
You like to be indoors.
I like being indoors.
You're an indoor man. You seem to have a nice tan, so you spend some time outside.
Although, you know, I tan very easily.
You tan. It's weird.
We were in Florida for 2 days.
Right.
We were all over the place, going to nothing but cold weather climates for the entire rest of the trip. We were in Chicago for 2 days, two full days. It was 2 days in Florida, and I'm tan like this.
It's very cool. In fact, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. How much I love it down there, and how if your wife likes it down there, maybe we can all just get together and chat about that.
No.
Moving the base of operations.
No way.
Look at that man over there.
I love sunny and warm. I love Chicago, but I love sunny and warm.
No way. No way. No way.
No way.
I had a lot of conversations like that, you know, about, like, the technology of it now as far as, you know, sending those, what, those special phone lines
that
they
would
have.
Work. That would work. How about you be down in Florida?
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
So what, you would, like, just do the show from your balcony and...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would
I don't have a balcony. I have a lanai.
What is a lanai?
It's like a patio thing with that's enclosed by a screen.
Yeah, that would work.
Why not?
That would work. Because we need to look at each other in the eye.
We do.
Show.
We do need to look at each other.
We got
to
be in the same room together to do the show.
This is true.
We got to do it. Face it.
You know how it is? You came back from a vacation last year, I think it was, and you get all googly when you're on vacation. Some vacations affect you more than others. This particular vacation, I got so into the lifestyle down there, and I met so many new friends that it just, you know, it captivated me. And the fact that, you know, it was 87 degrees.
Well,
it was 87 degrees, and up here it was 28 degrees.
Now, no.
I like
no,
the warm weather.
No, you are exact. You are as bad as my wife. We get off the airplane yesterday. We're coming back from Florida. We get off the airplane.
That's 45 degrees.
52.
No, it was 45. I looked in my car, and it was 45.
Well, how late did you get in?
I got in at about 7 o'clock, 7:15.
Okay. We got in at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So it was in the middle of the day.
So our plane arrived yesterday about 3 o'clock. My wife says, oh, I'm so cold.
Right.
You got to go get the car.
Oh, that's right. It was 51 during the middle of the day here.
Come, go get the car and come pick me up.
Right. It was 51 degrees. Like, better jump in the pool.
51's a nice temp, man.
No, 51, it's a nice temp for what? What's it a nice temp for? Running from the car to the mall?
No, it's nice to be out. I didn't wear a jacket today.
I think you got to put that 6 in front of the temperature before you really enjoy
651
it.
651 degrees?
Yes.
Never mind.
651 degrees. Skin sloughing off. Eyeballs bursting with the heat.
It's like you cook a turkey at 651 degrees, man.
No.
I do have to tell you, the one thing I will tell you, though.
87 degrees outside in Florida, but in the VIP club, always a crisp 72.
You will be glad to know that I've given in to my wife has sent it. The one thing that she was banging me about, not literally at all.
I mean,
banging me on the head was, we don't have anything in common. We don't have anything in common. That was the thing, I've been in this marriage for 20 years.
Nothing works.
Nothing works here. So we decided that we are going to take up the game of golf together.
Oh, God.
She and I.
Okay.
She and I.
Yeah, I just remembered I didn't do something.
She and I. Make that call. You got
to
call back.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you got
to
do that.
All right. Well, I saved it.
Yeah. She and I are going to play golf together because we see how good it worked out for you.
Oh, wow. Now, let me tell you, though. She bought a set of clubs, but really during the 7 years of marriage, my wife and I did not play an inordinate amount of golf together. I think she humored me, and then she kind of stopped playing. She plays occasionally.
That's it.
So we really didn't do it. It was never an activity that we really did a lot of together.
This is something apparently that my wife and I are going to, we're going to do this now together, just she and I. We're going to just take.
I think it's fantastic.
Take time. You know me. I think golf is maybe the biggest, most colossal waste of time on the planet. But I love my queen, and incidentally, after watching Training Day about a million times to get over vacation, I love it when Denzel calls his wife his queen.
His queen.
I've decided to stop calling Frida my cunny honey and call her my queen.
You know,
my queen, I'm going to do what my queen wants.
I've experienced sports with the golf game with you. I have heard you talk about your experiences with tennis with you, and I am not a negative person by nature. But I will tell you that my own opinion, no good can come of this.
Well, I will let you know.
No.
I'm just telling you.
This is a recipe for problems.
We are, Mike, attempting this together. I'm doing it because my queen wants it. And Rob, again, you're in my thoughts as I'm watching the Academy Awards, and I'm thinking how upset Rob must have been
not only with the fact that Sidney Poitier got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Pounding his fist down when Halle Berry broke the barrier.
Halle Berry won,
yes.
and then Denzel won.
But some good has come of this. I know that next year I need to take more than 10 days in a full page in Variety to make my wishes come true.
I understand.
I'm going
congratulations.
To start planning now.
Congratulations on the Jim Broadbent Academy Award,
very
which
exciting.
I know you lobbied very
we
hard
got
for.
We together afterwards and ate mayonnaise.
The whitest looking man that you could possibly find.
Yes, I tutored him in being white.
It's true. And I know you were lobbying for Judi Dench, too, yes?
Oh, my name.
The only all-British actors.
At one point, Frida said to me, she said, really, she said, you know, Rob maybe is not the influence. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, here we are 2,000 miles away from Rob, yet you have stopped to take a picture of a sign that says Jewish Museum.
Right. Uh-huh.
You are the one who is saying...
You're celebrating culture, Don.
Boy, am I... And
right.
I say, she says, you're the one who's saying, boy, I can just... If, it's too bad we're not doing a show tomorrow because I know I could do a whole bit with...
The joke with Rob.
Rob being upset that
yes.
Halle Berry won and
right.
Zoe won and,
yes.
and Sidney Poitier won. And she says... You know, Rob's not here.
Right.
I said, yeah, I know.
But if only.
Right. Yeah. I wish. And I think it was
is
funny.
The attitude perhaps you're hiding behind, Rob?
No, I think it was.
Plenty of room.
I think at one point I actually said to my wife, thank God you didn't get this. And this. I said, I wish Rob was here.
Yeah. You know, it's sad. I said the same thing.
Yeah, there you go.
As we're going nearing the fifth hour of Oscar,
mm-hmm.
and I said, this is intolerable, but if Don were here,
yeah,
this might be fun.
Hold on to that.
Time.
It's fascinating.
Okay, we got a break.
We do have a break.
I do want to tell you about the whole vacation. I know we want to hear about your vacation, man.
Yeah, you have a lot more to tell, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I got a couple of items to get to, and then the thing you're waiting for. 877-365-3636, the toll-free number. Be the 100th caller now to win some stuff. Good luck. We'll be right back. Right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Right back.
Sports 1140.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skin info from the latest movies. Four new flicks hit theaters this weekend. Clockstoppers, The Rookie, Panic Room, and Death to Smoochie. And it's death to nudity. Not one upskirt, not one down blouse, not even a bare shoulder to cry on. How's a pervert supposed to make a living around here? Thank God for DVDs. Angelina Jolie's movie Original Sin hits the stores this week. The flick is loaded with great skin, but the high point is 18 minutes and 10 seconds in. That's when you get a great look at Angelina Jolie's while Antonio Banderas has given her an oil change. I am very happy to report that they are finally releasing the 1994 skin classic Exit to Eden on DVD next week. There's a ton of gratuitous nudity in the movie, but my favorite scene is when former China Beach babe Dana Delaney shows some full frontal getting out of the pool, and it is wet and woolly fur burgerage. Warning, warning, Rosie O'Donnell is in a black leather bondage outfit for most of the movie, so keep the remote handy. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good part.
Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Mr. Skin. Let's get a call 100 going here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yo, 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 I'll be calling 100.
Yo, 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 yes, hi, what's your name?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, where are you from?
New York.
Mike, you won dinner for four at the Macaroni Grill.
Word.
Yes, try the new Mama's Trio.
Yo.
Who made lasagna?
Don, I'm glad you ain't dead, son.
Chicken parmesan and hand-rolled cannoli all together for $10.99. Enjoy that courtesy Macaroni Grill. Thank you for listening.
Yo, they got macaroni and cheese there?
They have a variety of it.
Hey, you can get yourself macaroni and cheese.
Yo, I want some macaroni and cheese and some Kool-Aid. That's cool.
Have you ever been to the Macaroni Grill?
Yeah. You go right on the table.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I know. I've been there in Miami.
Well, good. Now you'll enjoy it. But I'd ask, let us know if they do have the regular mac and cheese there.
I bet they will. All guys, right. I just came back from a vacation from Florida last week, too, so I know how it feels.
Man, what a nice down there. Beautiful down there.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
It's no Chicago, but it's nice. Thank you. Hold on, Mike. Thanks for listening. Hold on. Okay, let me get right to the part about when we finally go on vacation.
Yes.
Because, as I mentioned, the first part of the whole first 7-8 days was all of this going to schools, and, you know, there
it's
Jesus
like work.
Christ, and it's and the money they want to send, you know, I think I'm paying a lot of money for my kid to go to the school he goes to now.
Right.
Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
The money they want for some of the schools that my kid can go, I keep telling my kid, get dumber.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the private institutions, you know, they're really creme de la creme. They cost a tremendous amount of money because of the professors.
I tell my son, too, he has two options. Either get dumber real fast. The problem is he just took his SATs.
Right.
And, I mean, the score is astronomical.
Yeah, you were telling me his scores, and it's frightening.
He's smart.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not bragging because I'm not a smart. I got, like, 1167 on mine.
That's not bad.
Well, you know what my kid got? 1,400.
That's in that special range.
He got 700 verbal, 700 math.
Unbelievable.
So he's got 1,400. So, of course, you know, only the schools that are, like, going to force me to stay in the radio business for the next 35 years.
I got 540 verbal, and I don't think I remember my math. Oh, yeah, I remember my math. 10.
So, you know, it's depressing that you go to these schools and they're trying to tell you all the stuff that's happening at the school. And meanwhile, my kid just wants to know if it's a party school or not. And the money is astronomical. And my head is swimming after this. So finally we decide, you know, we're going to take 2 days. Simply 2 days. We're going to fly down to Florida. We're going to stay at a Marriott hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing fancy, but we're just going to go down and have a good time. So we're at Dulles Airport. We're leaving to go to go to Miami, and the three of us are getting on the airplane, me, Frida, and Bart. We've made it through all of the screening. We've made it through the part where they, you know, they x-ray your bag and stuff. And
pretty amazing the changes, did you find? I mean, I found that the changes that they made, especially at Dulles Airport, I mean, between flying at in December and flying now, it was a big difference.
Let me just say this, and I mean no disrespect. I'm glad that we have Marines mm-hmm. at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish they looked like they were more into their jobs.
Interesting.
That a lot of the Marines that I saw appeared to have the work ethic of Joe Ardinger.
Yeah, they might not necessarily be Marines. I think they're National Guard.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm right. Sorry. I didn't mean to...
You know, if you're going to piss off Marines, make sure you know they're Marines.
Okay, they're guys in fatigues.
Yeah, they're guys in fatigues. I think they're Army National Guard. Right.
Okay, well, you know, they were just goofing around.
See, I don't think those guys are the kind of guys that are regular... Yeah, they're the guys that are the weekend warriors, I think. That's what they call them. I think all that's right. What they right. Do.
Maybe that's the deal. So anyway, when they get through all this stuff...
What's the guy, like, picking his nose, looking around, or
well,
what?
Well, one guy...
Because, I mean, when you say that...
There was one guy who had... now they're carrying sidearms.
They don't have the M16s anymore. They carry sidearms.
They don't have rifles. They have...
And I don't like that. I liked the rifles.
Yeah, it was
and
a good look.
One guy is... Good now, look. As,
secure.
As you're coming through the security where they're going to look at your bags... One of the guys in camouflage, has a Dunkin' Donuts styrofoam cup, and he's got it on his hand, on his finger, and he's just, going like this, like waving it around in the air, like making it spin.
Right.
And the other guy in fatigues is looking at this like he's seeing the greatest bit of entertainment he's seen in his entire life.
See, I knew you had to have a reason for it. That's valid.
Yeah, and I'm sure that most
supposed
of the guys,
to be there at attention.
Most of the guys do a great job, but here was a guy spinning a Dunkin' Donuts cup on his hand, and the other guy was like, "Whoa, that's great."
The one guy I saw down in Tampa Airport was going to the can. So they were like, he was like taking a little stroll and left his buddy by his onesies. So, you know, maybe he got a little point there.
Well, they got to pee. I mean, and maybe he had a deuce. He had to drop a deuce. So we make it through all this stuff, and now we're going to get on the airplane. And as we are getting on the airplane, of course, they announced that they are going to randomly select people and randomly screen people.
Right.
Guess who they select? Well, here I am. Here I am.
You got the privilege.
I got the privilege. Now
they don't do that to nearly as many people as they used to.
Here's what I got.
It's that Mediterranean look you have.
Here's what I got. This is before I was tan. This is on the way down.
No, you're always tan.
And you know, and I don't know. Maybe I had on khakis and a Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
But I'm there with my wife and my kid.
Were you wearing? Were you wearing the turban?
I wasn't wearing it. I was not.
Everyone on this plane was good, except that gentleman wearing the Nike shirt.
So,
The broad pulls me aside. She says, excuse me.
Do you speak English, sir?
I'm going to do a random check. Because, you know, you got to have your driver's license out when you get on the airplane. With your ticket, she takes my ticket. She takes my driver's license. And she says,
do you ever think you want to try an accent just to F with him a little bit? Don't take my license.
No. Listen, because as it turns out, I did say something that got their dander up.
Oh, yeah, because you got to be careful.
Unintentionally. Now, she says, she pulls me aside to the little table. And keep in mind, you know, I know these things have to be done, but it's embarrassing because...
You weren't doing a Gaylord Fokker impersonation, were you?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm just standing in line waiting to get on the plane. She pulls me out of line, and everybody else walking by is looking at me. My son is going out of his mind.
Right.
Laughing like a hyena. You know, hi.
See you
on the plane, Dad.
Yeah, because when they sit you down, I was watching a lady get this done. They take a good long time.
Yeah.
It's not like they quickly go through your stuff. They linger, and you have to sit down and wait.
She said, do you mind if I go through your bag? And I said, help yourself.
We're going to need you to slip out of those briefs.
So she goes through my bag. Now, I also want to point this out as far as security.
Your suitcase bag, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
A carry-on.
Good.
Oh. A carry-on.
She wasn't picking at your bag.
No, bag. Not at my scrot.
Oh, her bag.
Each of us... Because we didn't want the hassle of checking luggage, we're going to be gone just 2 days. We had one carry-on bag.
I'm going to need to see that bean bag.
Now,
what are these?
I'm noticing as we are going through the very first part of the security thing of the airport, one of the things it says you're not allowed to have is a cigar cutter. I guess because it's got some kind of a razor blade.
Yeah, exactly.
And I said to Frida as we were making our way through the very first. Security point where you had the National Guard guy was spinning the thing on his finger. I said, oh, Christ, I'm going to get nailed. I know I packed a cigar cutter because I packed some cigars. Well, my bad, made it through. Didn't think anything about it. Now I get to the second part where they pull me out of line as we're getting on the plane, and she says, may I go through your bag? The lady unzips my bag, and inside I've got a very small mini humidor. This little box with cigars. She opens it up and she says, she takes it out and she says, open this up, please. I open it up. She says, what is this? There's cigars.
Is this that thing, that metal thing that you have, that little suitcase-like thing that you have?
No. Okay. It's a little plastic one.
Oh, plastic one. Okay. Because that one you used to carry, my God, that was a scary looking luggage item. That thing that looked like really you had like nitroglycerin in it or something.
So she says, what is that? I say, they're cigars. She goes, okay. Then she unzips another one of the little side bags on this bag that I'm carrying, and she actually pulls out, I've got another small, one of those little things that you carry like three cigars in.
Right.
You know, one of them things.
You travel elaborately with your stash.
It's my vice.
Right.
I don't want to go somewhere and be stuck without a Fuente.
Mm-hmm.
That's my brand of cigar. Now, inside this thing is a cigar cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh, she's gonna confiscate it.
Right.
Yeah. And it's too bad. It's my own dumb fault for bringing it on.
Sure.
I totally forgot about this. She opens it up. She looks at it, she puts the top bag on it, and she goes, that's fine. So she lets that go by. Then she goes through, everything in my bag. Everything. She's holding up my underpants. She's going, she's holding every shirt, this entire bag. Then she says, great, now we're going to have to give you the wand.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to stay, and again, this is very embarrassing, but I know it's part of security, so I'm going through with it. I'm standing like this, like I'm doing a jumping jack, okay, with the arms and the legs at the side, and they give me the wand, and she says, now turn around, and she gives me the wand on the other side, and just when I think I'm done, she says, have a seat and take your shoes off.
Yeah, they usually do that, yeah, standard.
Hold on, what is this? Jim?
Hey, Don.
This cannot be serious. You're disgruntled about my Marine comment. I didn't know if it was a Marine or what it was.
Well, I'm just trying to say that, you know, you make a generalization. That's probably why we just changed our utility uniforms, because we're tired of looking like everybody else or them trying to look like us.
All right. I said I apologize.
Oh, no. I understand. But, I mean, I figure you might want to hear, you know, a point of view from our side, you know, why we might look around bored, you know, eyeballing your luggage and, you know,
Hold on a second. It's not. We're not talking about Marines that are at the airports, right? Those aren't Marines,
no.
Correct?
No,
Okay, so...
But occasionally, I mean, there are some places that we are at airports in the country right now.
All right. Are you active now?
Yes, I am.
Well, let me just say, if you're an active Marine or a National Guard guy, I don't care how friggin' bored you are, pretend you're not bored.
Well, what you're doing also, when you're standing there, you're not necessarily, you know, it's 50% of your job is, you know, in case the S hits the fan. I think really you're showing the colors. You're showing the flag and you got to look.
And I agree with you. It's just, me standing at the airport, I'm not at that rank where I'm going to be doing that. That's, you know, for the low life. But what I'm trying to say is just, you know.
Well, you're a high-ranking officer?
Oh, heck no. I work for a living. I'm enlisted. But all I'm trying to say is just.
What, Gomer?
Don't make fun of Marines, but you're better than the Marines in the airport, right?
What's that?
Don't make fun of Marines, but you're better than the Marines that are in the airport, right?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, you just did. You said they're low ranking. I don't do that.
Well, I apologize to my brothers.
Not accepted.
Not accepted.
All right, listen, enough of that.
Yeah. Rob's had a week of not being able to hate.
Guys, so now the woman says to me, she says, I need you to sit down and take your shoes off. I said...
I bet this is when you blanch.
Now, here's what I said to her. I said to her, she said, why don't you take your shoes off? I said, I don't know if you want me to do that or not.
Oh, see, big mistake.
Yeah, now I know it, but I don't, you know what I mean? Because my feet stink, right?
Yeah.
So immediately, she goes on...
Were they fresh shoes?
Brand new shoes.
Oh, okay.
Brand new Nikes, but...
How long does it take for you to stink them up?
A couple of weeks.
Okay. Right.
But these are new, and I'm just goofing around with her. Right? I said, I don't think you want to do that. And right away, she goes into that little... She's got that microphone thing on her shoulder, and she goes, gate D14, need assistance. Gate D14, need assistance. I'm like, what? And she said, you just told me that I shouldn't look in your...